In the sands of Arabia, the camel is a sacred and precious gift. That strong and patient beast of burden not only supplies the wandering Arab with the greater part of his simple wants, it serves also to secure his immemorial independence by placing the desert between the enemy and himself. Thus the Bedouin has ever been indomitable, and while in other parts of the world we find that the possession of an animal, the sable, the sea otter, has entailed the curse of slavery upon whole nations, the dromedary in Arabia appears as the instrument of lasting freedom. As the lion reigns in Africa, so the tiger is lord and master of the Indian jungles. He is a splendid animal, elegantly striped with black on a white and golden ground, graceful in every movement, but of a most sanguinary and cruel nature. The lengthened body, resting on short legs, lacks the proud bearing of the lion, while the naked head, the wildly rolling eye, the scarlet tongue constantly lolling from the jaws, and the whole expression of the tiger's physiognomy indicate an insatiable thirst for blood, a pitiless ferocity, which he wreaks indiscriminately on every living thing that comes within his grasp. In the bamboo jungle, on the banks of pools and rivers, he waits for the approaching herd. There he seeks his prey, or rather multiplies his murders, for he often leaves the Nilgau still writhing in the agony of death, to throw himself upon new victims, whose bodies he rends with his claws, and then plunges his head into the gaping wound to absorb in deep and luxurious draughts the blood whose fountains he has just laid open. Nothing can be more delightful than the aspect of a Javanese savanna, to which clumps of noble trees, planted by nature's hand, impart a park-like character. Yet, even during the daytime, the traveller rarely ventures to cross these beautiful wilds without being accompanied by a numerous retinue. The horses frequently stand still, trembling all over, when their road leads them along some denser patch of the jungle, rising like an island from the grassy plain, for their acute scent informs them that a tiger lies concealed in the thicket but a few paces from their path.